Well, good morning, boys. Nobody here. Pottery. Stamford. Are you in that inkwell? That cupboard? I'll soon see. It's bare. I feel like old Mother Hubbard's understudy. Boys, where are you? This is disgusting. Pottery. Stamford. Where are you?
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Snoodles, listen, come in here.
Yes.
Have you seen the boys this morning?
No, I have not as yet.
Well, I wonder what's become of them.
I don't rightly know.
Well, I didn't expect that you'd wrongly know.
No.
Just a minute. Have you cleaned this classroom this morning?
No. Well, as a matter of fact, I haven't as yet.
Well, look, why not? You're the caretaker, and you should have this classroom finished in time for us to start our lesson.
Yes. But I regret to state that there is trouble in the home.
The home? What home?
My home.
Oh?
Yes. The mother-in-law is very ill.
Yes, I know she is. I mean, what? How did you know that?
I mean, my mother-in-law is ill.
Well, so is mine.
Oh?
Yes.
Don't tell me we're brothers.
Yes. No. Look, don't you dare tell me that.
No.
No. Well, maybe it's just a coincidence.
No, they say it's appendicitis.
How is it? I mean, what is?
Mrs. Swizzlestick's complaint.
Mrs. who?
Mrs. Swizzlestick, my mother-in-law.
She's not your mother-in-law?
Yes.
What? Old Mrs. Swizzlestick who keeps the paper shop?
Yes.
You don't mean the old lady with the glasses and the ear trumpet?
Yes.
Never heard of her.
Oh, well, that's funny.
Funny? What's funny about it?
I thought everybody had heard of Mrs. Swizzlestick.
Mrs. Swizzlestick? Yeah, well, now, don't tell me. Don't tell, let me see. Well, I know the swizzle, but I just can't place the stick.
No?
No.
She's a very well-known personality.
Yes, yes, well,
She has organized many charity performances.
Oh, I know her. But Mrs. Swizzlestick.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. That old guest. Oh, I know her.
She is a very polished woman.
Yes, yes. Have you been?
I just said she is a very polished woman.
Yeah, oh, yes. Polished. Yeah, everything she says casts a reflection on someone.
Yes.
Yes, well, listen, look. I can't afford to spend the day talking about your mother-in-law.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's all right. It's nothing to be sorry about. I probably started it.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean, oh, yes?
Well, I told you the name of my mother-in-law, Mrs. Swizzlestick.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, what's yours?
Well, the same again, thanks. I mean, what's your... What do you mean?
Well, you made the statement that your mother-in-law was in ill health, too.
Ill health?
Yes.
Oh, you mean crook. Ill health?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's been in ill health for years.
Oh.
In fact, for the last 5 years, she's been very ill.
Oh, is there any improvement?
Oh, yes, yes. She's gradually getting worse.
Oh.
Yeah, well, listen, look, if it's all the same to you, I suggest that we conclude this mother's meeting with the National Anthem, without wasting any more time.
Yes.
You get on with your cleaning, and I'll just write a few problems on the blackboard for the boys to answer, if and when they arrive.
Yes.
And look, you'd better hurry up, Mr. Snoodles. I don't want you in here while they're here.
No. No. Well... In that case, I'll sing the bells of St. Mary's.
There. What?
Well, I get better results when I sing.
How do you?
I can sweep quicker.
Yes, yes, yes. Look, I know you've explained all that before, but I thought you got your best results with the bluebells of Scotland.
Yes, I did.
Well, why sing the bells of St. Mary's?
Well, after careful experiment and research, I found that the bells of St. Mary's was just as good.
Was it? Is it?
That is, when using the push-along method.
The what?
The push-along method.
How?
That is, subsection 1 of the push-away method.
How?
Which is brought about by the long, steady, forward sweeps with the long-handled broom.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is held firmly to the front of the pusher or sweeper.
All right, is it? I'm not interested in that. And at all events, you've explained all that once before.
Yes.
All right.
But the lay mind does not fully appreciate the various methods unless they are explained many times.
Oh, don't they? Isn't it? Well, look, all I can say is that I'm glad I haven't got a lay mind.
Oh, but you have.
Now, listen, don't you try and tell me what I've got and what I haven't got. You just get on with your cleaning.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, you can use whatever method you like. The push along, the push away, the push over, or the push bike. Only don't disturb me.
No.
Now then, these problems.
I hear them a calling, but to one
Quiet! Stop that dreadful noise immediately. You've got me doing it, too.
I was under the impression that you had captured the spirit of my song.
How were you? Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, there was no song about it.
No?
No, it was more like an epidemic of discords.
Oh.
Well, whatever it was, just keep quiet. I can't concentrate on these problems with you harping away in my ear.
Shall I change the tune?
I don't care if you change your socks, but don't interrupt me.
Oh.
Now, where was I? Where were you? Oh, yes. If a train travels at 40 miles per hour over the
top, yeah. How long is it? Of mine. How long is it?
If the train travels by the sun, no longer shines, if life may go on forever. Listen,
will you keep
quiet!
Oh!
It serves you right. Didn't you hear me say not to sing?
Yeah, be that as it may, I must ask you not to attack me with that cane.
How must you?
On account of I bruise so easily.
Mr. Snookles, I am not concerned about how easily you bruise. I will not be interrupted by you or anybody else in my classroom. And as long as you are in my employ, and as long as you continue to interrupt me, so I will continue to see that you don't. Whether I have to do it by striking you or by any other means.
Oh.
Well?
Oh, well, that seems fairly clear.
Yes. Well, your understanding seems to be a lot better than your singing.
I also recite.
Yes, what? Well, look, I don't care if you saw a woman in halves. As long as you don't disturb me, I don't care what you do.
Oh.
Well, look, get over there and sweep that aisle. Look, it's filthy. The floor is... Stanford.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good evening.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, isn't it dark outside yet?
The glare of the sun is most noticeable.
Mind your own business.
Yes.
Stanford, what's the meaning of this? Where's Bottomy? Where's Greenbottle? What do you boys think this is, a holiday or something?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know. You don't know anything?
No, sir.
Well, why were you late?
I don't know, sir.
What? Listen, you boys stay in after school. No, Stanford, you'll stay in after school, and we'll see if you can't remember. Why, you were late. Bottomley arrived.
Sure.
Oh, it's nice of you to drop in.
Oh, I think nothing of it.
No, I said... Listen, serves you right, Bottomley. Nobody asks you to be rude as soon as you do get here. I don't know, what's the matter with this class? All come dribbling in at any old time? Look, we only have to wait another 24 hours or so for Greenbottle, and we'll all be here. How do you expect me to teach you anything if this is going to go on every lesson? There's no doubt about today. This is a good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. All right. Look, that wasn't a cue for you to start screeching out. I've never heard anything like it. Mr. Stookles, will you stop that?
No,
quiet, everybody. Mr. Stookles, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. The spirit of song got the better of me.
Oh, did it?
Yes. And so, I sing.
Oh, I thought you were in pain.
Bottomley, stop talking like that.
Okay.
Perhaps you can understand me better now. Listen, where's Greenbottle?
He's not here, sir.
Well, I can see that, you idiot.
Well, what'd you ask him for?
I was only trying to... Bottomley, I won't give you another warning. The next time you speak out of turn, you'll receive a proper thrashing.
Ah.
Yes, how? And by the way, what made you late?
Oh, you mean what made me late?
No. I mean, what size collars do you take?
Oh, well, I think it's about 13 and a half.
Oh, well, there you are. I mean, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with all of you? Look at the time. Just look at it. The lesson nearly over and not a sign of Greenbottle yet. I knew it would come to this. I knew it. I knew that one day Greenbottle would arrive just in time for the lesson to finish. I can just picture him walking in that door as I say the final good morning, boys. Look, you had a warning about that only 3 minutes ago. Now stop it. I suppose we can expect Greenbottle in about next Thursday week.
Why, sir?
Why? Oh, shut up.
Yes, sir.
Look, if I have to put up with this sort of thing much longer, I'll completely lose my reason.
Yes.
Happy pun?
I just said yes.
How did you?
Yes, on account of you have my sympathies.
Your sympathies?
Yes. I conducted a lesson with these boys not so very long ago.
You boys keep quiet.
Before I started, I demanded a death-like ush.
A death-like ush?
Yes.
D- Did you get it?
No.
Ah.
I won't believe it.
If I catch you talking like that again, you'll be sorry for it.
Like what, sir?
Like that.
Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you. For what?
For speaking sharply to that boy.
Listen, Mr. Swizzlestick, Swizzle, listen, you're the caretaker here, and the caretaker only, and I don't want any suggestions or remarks from you or as to how I should conduct this class. So just kindly get out. Get out into the yard and see if you can see Master Greenbottle.
Yes.
Well, go on, get out before you cause any further disturbances.
Yes.
Ta-ta.
See you later.
Look, will you boys keep quiet and let us do some work?
But strike, it's recess time.
Recess time? Is it?
Here comes Master Greenbottle now.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Greenbottle, do you realize that we're just breaking off for recess?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what do you know about that?
I know. Quiet. You other boys keep quiet.
Yes.
Yes, and you too, Greenbottle. You're in disgrace.
Yes.
Can we go now, sir?
Yeah, no. You can all go except Greenbottle.
Greenbottle,
you're to stay here all night. So it'll be absolutely certain that you'll be early for the next lesson.
All right.
And you, Mr. Snootles?
Yes?
You can stop here and see that he doesn't get away.
Over my dead body.
Yes, at him all.
Nice work.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
I'll sing you the prisoner's song.
Yes.